IllbeHonest.com.
Bob, you want to define faith for us?
It's one of those words that's almost too simple to define. But yet, in another way, it's not that simple either. I mean, but I like a definition I heard from somebody else, and that is a self-despairing look to Christ. So faith has no merit because it's self-despairing. It's a self-despairing look to Christ. It's looking away from yourself to another and saying, Lord, I am trusting you. I am trusting that you did die to pay my sin debt, past, present, and future. I am trusting you. I'm relying everything entirely on you.
Many people would say they believe. Many people could look at the basic facts. You say this is a self-despairing look to Christ. But many look at Christ and they would say, well, I believe what the Bible says about him. And I'm trying to trust him. But I just don't feel saved. I mean, what's wrong? Is my faith defective?
Time will tell. They better believe and they better keep on believing. They better come to Christ. They better keep on coming. They better press in and press on. And, you know, you're not saved by feeling. You're saved by faith. Faith alone. And so if they want to make it to heaven, they better believe and keep on believing. Don't turn back. Don't look anywhere else. Keep on believing Christ. Not to the right, not to the left.
In this self-despairing look to Christ, and as you're pressing this person to press on and press in and keep on and keep, what are they, obviously faith has some, there are objective realities behind that. There must be some truths I need to believe. What does that look like? I mean, what if a person hears that, but they say a self-despairing look to Christ. I mean, okay, here I am in this world. You're telling me I need to have a self-despairing look for Christ. I can't even see Christ. I can't feel Christ. I mean, I look out there and I see blue sky out the window and the top of green trees. I don't see Christ there. I don't see him in this room. You know, here I am and I have some concern over my soul, and you're saying a self-despairing look for Christ, and I'm trying to analyze that self-despairing. Well, how despairing do I have to be? And a look to Christ, what does all that look like?
Faith, it always involves the invisible and always involves the future. And so you don't see the Lord, you don't see him physically, no. Whom having not seen we love, and whom though now we see him not yet believing, we rejoice with joy unspeakable. And so God has set things up. He has set things up so beautifully that we're saved by faith. And, you know, even in the human realm, people acknowledge that. I mean, you know, if you slow down before you see the policeman coming up behind you, you've done it in good faith, and there's something to be honored there. And even in, you know, when it comes to health insurance, why, if you take out insurance before you get sick, well, you've done it in good faith, and they honor that. But if, you know, if you go to take that insurance out when you've already got this problem, well, you know, you're not doing it in good faith, and they don't honor that. And so, you know, even in human terms, why men acknowledge what good faith is. And so God has set things up where he expects us to take him at his word. Here, the word of God has given a description of what he is like, what spiritual, what he requires, and to make it to heaven and to be right with him. And so he expects us to take him at his word. And, And that's a lot of what it is taking God at His word and acting on it, relying upon it, moving on, making decisions based on His word. Here's a road map. I don't see the roads. I don't see the road. You know, I don't see the turns ahead, but I see this map, and so I'm making decisions based on this map here. And that's in the same way. The Word of God is a map. It's a road map to heaven. And so we are, the Lord says, you know, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself. And so in other words, I'm saying, okay, it's death to self. It's all to Christ. I'm not looking to myself for anything. I realize I have no merit. I realize I have no qualifications. I have no performance. I have nothing in of and of myself to please God or ever earn heaven. And so I'm turning my back on self by faith. And I, by faith, am trusting that Christ did come from heaven and He did die on the cross to pay the debt for sinners. And I'm trusting that He died to pay that sin debt for me plus nothing else.